Parak Zion, Mishnah Aleph. Today we begin a new parak, and the Mishnah begins as follows. So we know the rule is, when you bring your Karban Pesach, it has to be roasted by fire. You can't eat it raw, you can't eat it cooked in water, strictly roasted by fire. And the next two Mishnayos are going to discuss the rule. So let's see. Ketzad Tzolon Esa Pesach. How do you roast the Karban Pesach? Mevi'in Shepud, you bring a spit, shel rimon, that's made out of wood from a pomegranate tree, and it's called Eitz Rimon, pomegranate wood, and you would stick it into the, thrust it into the Karban Pesach to roast it. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us two things. Number one, they would roast the Karban Pesach on a wooden spit, and not on a spit made out of metal, because if you use metal, the rule is that once a little bit of the metal gets hot, there's a concept called Cham Mitzaso Cham Kulo. If part of it gets hot, then the rest of it will get hot. And then what happens is that the Karban Pesach is being roasted by the metal spit being hot from the let's just say the beginning of the spit gets hot, and then the end of the spit gets hot. The end got hot not because of the fire. It got hot because the beginning got hot. So now your carbon's being roasted from heat coming from metal, not the heat that's coming from fire. So you can't use an entity that once part of it gets hot from fire, the rest of it will get hot from the same entity, like by metal, right? Because now you're not heating it up, you're not roasting it from fire, you're roasting it from the metal. So therefore, just use wood, because wood is not going to heat up, and therefore, you have to use wood. That's number one, so that the fire engulfs the entire carbon. And the second reason is that we use pomegranate wood and not other kinds of wood, because other kinds of wood, even if they're very dry on the outside, they may be moist on the inside. And then when you're roasting it, it'll look like that part of the carbon is actually being cooked by the liquid. And the Torah says it's got to be roasted, strictly roasted, not cooked in water. And that moisture could be like cooking in water. Whereas a pomegranate tree, the wood, if it's dry on the outside, it'll be dry on the inside also. So therefore, we're very strict with the process. It's got to be roasted with a wooden spit made out of pomegranate wood. So tofu, you stick the spit, mitoch piv, into the carbon pesach's mouth, ad beis nekuvasai, mekom yitzias harea. You stick it in the mouth all the way, you know, through the anus. Vitolo sobatana, then you hang it up in the oven with the part where you shechted it by the neck facing downwards, and this way it wouldn't slip off of the spit because the thicker spot of the spit was placed towards its mouth, and when the neck is faced downwards, so it's not going to slip off. The nose in krav es b'nei me'ev l'tocho, and then you'd actually like cut off its legs and its entrails and put it inside the karban. Because the pasuk says, Rosho al krav al kirbo, its head and its legs and its innards have to be, you know, all in one. Basically, they're saying that you should, you know, like rip off the legs and the entrails and put it inside the karban. Now, we know there's a halacha that you can't break the bones of a karban pesach. It's very strict halacha, you can't break the bones. But you're not breaking the bones, you're just like, you're unassembling it or you're ripping the sinews, and that's fine. And this is different from Rabbi Yossi Haglili. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who holds that you got to put the legs and the innards, the entrails, mamish, into this kevis, this lamb, when you roast it. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, come in, Bishul Huzeh, if you're going to start putting the parts of the body inside the animal, you make some kind of opening in the animal, you put it inside. So it looks like that those parts are being cooked by the, you know, by the blood of the animal as it's roasting up. He says, don't do that. El Tolan, just take the legs and the entrails, and hang it on the spit. Where do you hang it on the spit? Chutzolo, outside of the keves, meaning near its head. So you'd still remove it from the body, but you would hang it on the spit, not, don't like put it inside the animal, just hang it on the spit next to its head. And that's how it would roast. And then we pass it like a Biakiva, not like a Biosi. So when Mashiach comes, God willing, we would roast it according to Rabbi Kiva and not like a Biosi. Okay. Moving right along, Mishnah Beis. Ein Tzolin will actually do this with the explanation of the Bar Tanura. This makes it easier for this Mishnah. So here we go. Ein Tzolin is a Pesach. You cannot roast the Korban Pesach. Lo ala shepud, not on a spit. Here they mean a metal spit like we discussed earlier, because in a metal spit, once a little bit of it gets hot from fire, the remaining part of the spit that gets hot is not really from the fire, it's from the first part of the spit, because the heat travels through the metal. And then you're roasting your animal, parts of it at least, from the metal, not really from the heat. So don't use a metal spit. Use, you know, wood, and use pomegranate wood like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. V'lo ala askala, and don't use a metal tray, like a metal plate. Don't roast it on a metal plate. Same reason, because it's being heated by the metal and not by the actual fire. And they bring that over here, that's all of the metal plate. Let's see over here. They bring down a chsuei mechser, meaning there's like parts of the mission that are missing, and you really have to throw in the words of im askla menukeves yikshera, that you can't roast it on a metal tray, a metal plate, because again, you have the same problem as with the metal spit. It's being roasted by the heat of the metal, not by the fire. But if this metal plate actually was porous, had holes in it, okay, and then the heat can travel through the pores, and you only hang the carbon pesach on top of the metal tray, and it's not touching it, then it's actually kosher, because that's fine. You have the carbon's hanging, the metal tray's on the bottom, there's holes in it, so the fire could enter through. It's being totally roasted by the fire, and that taco would be okay. So they say you have to add this into the Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok says, Ma'is, there was a story for Rabbi Gamliel with Rabbi Gamliel. Sha'amar Tevi Avdu, he told Tevi, his servant, his name was Tevi, the servant, say, go out, Utzle Lanu Asa Pesach, roast the carbon Pesach for us, Ala Askala, on this Askala, this metal plate. Now, obviously, it's not on a plain metal plate, because we said that's prohibited. But it was done by hanging it on top of a metal plate with pores, and the fire would enter through it and just roast it in the air. So here you see from this story proof that if the metal plate has holes in it, and the fire can enter through it, and the carbon's hanging on top of it, not resting on it, so then that, of course, would be K. This story brings proof to our words. So placing a dafka on a metal plate is totally prohibited, but hanging it in the air and the metal plate has holes and the fire travels through the holes is permitted. And we actually paskin like Rabbi Tzadok over here regarding this. Next, naga becharaso shaltana. What happens if the carbon pesach, a part of the carbon pesach, touch the earthenware of the oven? Yiklof es mekomo, peel off its spot. What does that mean? So let's just say part of the carbon pesach, okay, touched the oven. The oven was made out of earthenware those days. So now it got that part of the body got roasted from the heat of the earthenware, not from the heat of the actual fire. So the halacha is you got to peel off that spot of the carbon and, you know, don't eat it, because that spot is pasul. It wasn't roasted by the fire. It was roasted by the actual wall, which isn't fire. So just the spot that touched the oven, that you'd have to rip off, and the rest of it, you peel off. I'm sorry, the rest of it you could eat. What about nataf me ratvay al acheres? If some of the roti, some of the fats of the carbon, dripped down and got roasted by dripping down onto the wall of the oven, the earthenware, the wall of the oven, and then v'chazar alav, then it spritched back onto the carbon. So now that spritch mamish got soaked into the carbon, right? It hit the wall of the oven, got roasted from the wall, not from the fire, and then that spritch went back onto the carbon. So wherever it touched, Yitos mekomo, you got to remove that spot. To explain over here, shechazar shumam shescham in achazar. Right. So basically, here you can't just peel off the area. Rather, losagi beklipa doesn't help us to peel it off. Rather, you have to remove the area of a thickness of a finger, because the fat mamish gets absorbed inside the carbon, and that fat was cooked from the wall of the oven, not from the fire. So now, if you have juice that dripped out from the carbon, hit the wall, so it didn't get roasted by the fire, it got roasted by the wall, then that fat goes back into the carbon. You can't just peel off the area. You got to take off enough of a thickness of the measure of a finger, because the fat, you know, seeps into the carbon, and then that part you wouldn't eat, but the rest of it, of course, you could eat. And lastly, nataf meiratvei ala solas, if the fats drip down onto the flour that you would bring along with this carbon pesach, yikmos es mekomo, you have to do a kmitza. So what that means is that the bartender explains, vasolas v'teches, you have flour that you bring along with this carbon, and the flour is bubbling up, is boiling hot from the fire, and then this juice, you know, it goes into the fine flour. So that juice, which is in the flour, is being burnt not by the fire but by the heat of the flour. So now it's making that area of the flour no good, because that area of the flour is being heated up from, you know, from the flour and the juice together, but not from the actual fire. So you have to do a kamitza. You take, like, with your pinky, you remove a portion of that flour and you remove it, because that's called, like, kachum psulim. It's like invalid part of the carbon. But the rest of it, of course, you'd be able to eat. And you see how strict it is that the carbon has to be burnt by the fire and not by any, you know, any other component. Okay.